Well, of course, in this part of the country, there's not so much snow that...
No, we wouldn't have much use for them, or use of the word.
What do you call this thing that the carpenter uses to put his... the two things that he puts his boards on to saw?
Well, I'd call it a horse. Or a saw horse.
Either one. Well, what about...
Saw buck. Now, there's another one.
Is that the same thing as a saw horse?
To me, it is, yeah. If somebody would say that, I'd think they were talking about what I'd call a regular horse.
Some people call... I notice around here, they seem to mean the same thing, but in other parts of Kentucky, for example, and over around Owensboro, a sawbuck was one of these things you saw logs.
Two X's with a cross member where you put the log in as you sawed it. That could be thought of as a sawbuck, too. But I have heard people use that term, sawbuck, when they meant a regular... saw horse, of which you use two to stretch your material across to cut.
Well, what about the thing that you paint with?
Well, that's a paintbrush.
Then the leather thing that you sharpen a straight razor on?
That's a strop.
And what you want some ammunition for your rifle, so you go in and give me a box of what?
I'd say cartridges, but you do hear cartridges.
Yeah, you do with that, wouldn't you? Then this thing on a playground, a board.
That's a seesaw.
And did you ever see one of these, it's a board also, but it's bolted to a stump or something. Round and round.
Well, I call that a merry-go-round. The simplest form.
What about the thing that you container that you carry coal into the house with by the fireplace?
Well, I always said coal bucket, but some people say scuttle.
You do hear scuttle then.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and this thing that you carry has one wheel and two handles.
Wheelbarrow.
And this little rock that you used to, you might carry around your pocket to sharpen your knife on. What do you call that around here?
Well, I don't think many people around this locality carry them around their pocket very much, but they use them in their workbench, maybe in their basement. Call them a whetstone.
Now what if it's a big
thing? Or sharpening stone.
Either one.
Yeah.
Well, what if it's a... of course, you don't see it too much, except on the farm. Farmers use it to sharpen a scythe or something with. Big, it's not portable.
I know what you mean, but...
Would you call it... Would grindstone sound natural to you, or...
Oh, the big one where they work a treadle, yeah. Grindstone, yeah.
Well, what about if you have a squeak in your car, you say, better take it down and let them do what to it?
Tighten up the rattle.
Well, this needs some lubrication, so you say.
Get your car greased.
Yeah. And if you get some of the grease on your hands, you say, my hands are awfully what?
Greasy.
Greasy
instead of greasy.
Yeah.
Greasy, like that's it's a Z.
That's one of the main differences between northern and southern.
They are more, according to the regular line of spelling in their pronunciation, I guess, aren't they? And the south kind of sloughs over.